but that ever stop us.
As soon as he says it, we're recording. He usually does.
Episode 3.
Episode 3, the evening commute.
Evening commute, because we were together for the morning commute.
Yes, what a shame. What a
Audrey,
shame.
This is really going to suck next week, man.
What's going to suck next week?
Not having you here.
The commute?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. The commute's going to be just as fun.
We're going to call him.
I'd be on ISD, like, talking from halfway across the ocean, recording into a podcast. Yeah, that would be fun. Except it would be, like, close to midnight for me.
Is ISD some sort of drug we haven't heard of yet?
Believe me, darling, I don't think there's any drug that between the three of us we probably haven't heard of yet.
I've never done any drugs.
Yeah, right. Ubi. Yeah, I believe that.
I haven't.
Yeah, okay. Sure. You didn't drink either. In fact, the other night when you weren't drinking, that's when you got the ticket, remember? When you drove us to Baltimore?
You had to pay your $5, right?
No. So what happens when you have a rental car and you don't pay a ticket?
Avis gets charged.
Yeah, Avis gets billed and then they send you a bill for it plus a fee for...
Yeah. It probably goes into a natural account called NAGP.
What happens if I don't pay Avis?
Nothing. But you can lose your rental status.
Oh.
Well, I lost my Avis card, so...
There you go. You pay the $5 now. That should be Zevalin.
I got a rant against Avis. Avis are a bunch of dumbasses.
Yes.
I lost my Avis card. I believe it was taken from me when I got mugged.
Mm-hmm.
And...
When did you get mugged?
On Thanksgiving, but that's a whole other story. So...
A whole other podcast.
Yeah.
She was a mean 12-year-old girl.
Your girl with a gun, you know. Just ranting. No. The thing is, I lost the damn wizard number. So I called them up and I'm like, look, I lost the wizard number. And they're like, well, do you have the credit card that you used to register when you set up
yeah.
Preferred? I was like, well, actually, no, because that was my corporate card and censored. So
good decision.
Beep.
Were we trying to see OB? Something about the corporate card.
Dramatic
pause. So, long story short, I don't have that. And they're like, okay, well, do you remember the last time you rented with us? And you used your preferred, and no, I don't remember that either. So, like, okay, we can't look up your wizard.
Yeah.
You know, that's just fucking lame.
Yeah,
stupid.
Who the fuck puts their thing with a credit card number? Because I lost my wallet, same thing happened to me. I just couldn't find the number. They're like, well, you can sign up for another one.
I don't want to sign up for another one. They already have... Somewhere in their system is, you know, some record of me, and there's, like, rewards that you get for using them a lot, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, just on principle, fuck Avis.
Yeah.
Don't use Avis. That woman the other night at Philly was a complete bitch. She was like...
She's away with me this morning. Well,
it's probably the same one. It's, not only did she not rent me the car on the debit card, she looked to see if she did rent me the car on the debit card and said she was going to report the other Avis employee so that she would get reprimanded.
Aww, that's such a sweet thing to do. What a sweetheart. You know, these are the times when I wish I was a cartoon character and I had a small pocket out of which I would just throw my fist in and drag a huge big sledgehammer out and knock that person cold right in front of me, right across the desk. I love things like that. And then there would be a little cartoon bubble that comes out and says, bam.
So Audrey started drinking.
Who started drinking?
What's the name of the place we're going to?
Casablanca. It's under the exotic dancer sign.
Right.
No, we need to go past 495. We need
girls.
To go under 495.
Girls.
No, I think you're going to Casablanca, not girls, girls, girls.
It's Casablanca, right?
No, it's a hack. Girls, girls, girls.
Casablanca.
Watch out.
like
we need
that
to go. We need to go below 495, dude.
Below 495?
Yes.
Alright.
And it's just past that.
Can we come to Hacks after? Can we do a podcast from Hacks?
No.
I can tell Baji wants to go.
I'm sorry?
I can tell you want to go.
Yeah, don't you see me going like, woo!
No vegetarian options.
Oh, plenty of vegetarian options. Just not my kind. Pause for dramatic effect.
I was thinking censor myself. So are the podcasts that we're doing just getting lamer?
Yeah. I think it was a lame idea to begin with. It was just that one day we were all on a roll. So
Casablanca,
Moroccan cuisine. Girls. Actually, no, that was back then.
They had belly dancers.
Belly dancers, right. Yeah.
Male belly dancers.
The point of which, of course, is extremely different from sex girls.
I don't think
much.
It's that
actually,
different.
Yeah, it is.
Why?
It is. Belly dancing is actually a very, very sensual thing. It's more of an expression of, it's more of a, body's expression of a femininity kind of thing. It's not necessarily, you know, just, you know, oh yeah, I've got a G-string on, so show the dollar bills in kind of thing.
That's the most gay explanation of belly dancing I've ever heard in my life.
So it fits.
Shut up, bitch.
To me, you know, women dancing for money, not so different.
Yeah.
They don't dance for money.
They don't dance for money?
No.
Not this one belly dancer right now.
Yeah. I don't know what places you've been to.
Really
I mean, I should certainly hope that was rhetorical.
I like these evening commute podcasts a little better.
there's been one which hasn't even over yet.
Well, it's already better. Dude, is this place, are you sure you want to go in here?
Yeah, seriously, this is looking a little scary, Baji.
No, why?
Well,
no windows.
Hey, no windows. That's usually a good thing.
No windows.
Dude, let's go in and take a look and see if we can get out.
Let's try it.
You know, every great restaurant I've ever been to only has two cars in the parking lot, so I'd say let's try it.
Oh yeah, the one we went to yesterday did not have even one. It's a Moroccan restaurant in the middle of Delaware. How many people do you think are interested?
But we found two Moroccan restaurants in the mall, though. Oh no, actually, it's the same owners, right?
Same owners.
This should be alright.
I love a podcast with the